Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
I'm your show host, Phil Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL talent. We have a fantastic guest for you today. He hails from Georgia Tech, but he began his career at Vanderbilt, but he graduated in 3.5 years, and then he finished his career as a Yellow Jacket. Well, with that said, it's none other than Jared Sathers. Jared, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thank you for having me. The afternoon's going well. Finished up training this morning, just kicking my feet up a little bit and relaxing a little bit right now.
Nice. Now, you're down in Texas training at Michael Johnson's facility. What's it like just being there every day and kind of, you know, preparing for this next level? Is it a surreal experience so far?
It is. It has been surreal. You know, I mean, Michael Johnson Performance is a big facility, so we have some big-name guys. Seeing some of these former NFL guys come in and train, some guys that I looked up to, you know, as a young guy coming up, it's kind of surreal to see that I'm in a position to be on the same level as them. So it's just something that's just special to me. And it's been great so far. We got a great group of guys down here. Everyone's working hard. Everyone's getting better. I've definitely seen improvements so far.
Nice. And again, I mean, you are at one of the top facilities. You prepare for your combine prep. How much of it is a mental boost that, you know, how rankings go, hey, this kid's projected to go here and you're projected to go there and this guy's projected to go there, but you guys are all together. How good is it to just kind of not maybe eye up the talent, but just know you're doing what these guys are doing?
Well, you know, it's nice to see that. I mean, we're all just working hard and trying to chase our dream. No one really worries about who's who. Everyone's just enjoying each other's company and just showing up every day and working to give ourselves the best opportunity to continue to play this game that we love.
And that's all you can do. Well said. So let's kind of go way back when. I mean, were you a football player at a very young age? And if you were, have you always had that size?
Yeah, I started playing football in the first grade. You know, I was always a bigger kid. When I got to tackle football, I always had to play 2 years up because I was just too big. And the league that I played in had weight limits. So, you know, getting knocked around by those older kids for a while eventually paid off and got the hang of it and continue to grow, and just the rest is history. You know, I mean, I grew up loving football, watching games with my dad when I was real young, and just fell in love with the game.
Nice. Did you play both sides? I mean, were you on both sides of the offense and defensive line? And if you were, Jared, I mean, how did you kind of start trending toward that offensive side?
I did play a little bit of both when I was younger, but I always primarily was offensive line. I always liked offense better because I like knowing what's going to happen within a play. Like, I don't like defense where you have to react. I know some guys love that. I love knowing the snap count, knowing my assignment, and not really having to react off of what the other person could do. Obviously, on offensive line, you have to react to what the defender's going to do within the play, but you really get to dictate it because you know everything that's supposed to happen.
Well said. And for you, I mean, so kind of take us through this process. I mean, you know, you arrive at Vanderbilt, you have a great career, then you finish it at Georgia Tech. But, I mean, during your collegiate career, Jared, I mean, when does it kind of sink in that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon is going to allow you to possibly make a living in the National Football League? Because playing at a big-time program, you know, it doesn't work out for everybody, but it obviously has worked out and you have legit skills to do this. When does it sink in that, you know, this can be done?
You know, I mean, I've wanted to play in the NFL since the fourth grade. You know, it's always been a dream of mine. I've always just worked as hard as possible just to put myself in that position. You know, coming up in high school, I was a little under-recruited, underrated. Just worked as hard as I could. Got the offer to Vanderbilt, committed there, got on campus, and just continued to work hard. And, I mean, I always knew that I had NFL ability based off of just my football IQ and my athleticism. So it's just something that I always believed in and something that I always worked towards. And then I ended up at Georgia Tech. I just wanted a fresh start for my for my fifth and final year, and just to get a change of scenery, different staff, and just to put myself in the best position to continue to play this game.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jaren Sellers, the standout offensive lineman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, and CollegeToPro.com, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure. And again, Jared, he stood out in the classroom as well on the field. 3.5 years, he had his bachelor's degree in economics, and he's off to Georgia Tech. Go back to his high school days, he was on the National Honor Society, and that's a hell of an accomplishment at the high school level too. That means you definitely were. And we spoke briefly prior to going live that you said you know your parents wanted you to have that long term thing, that you know that education something you're going to keep with you way past your playing days. But let's get into your playing days. I mean, let's say you're in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down the tape. What are they going to love about what you bring to the offensive line? Why are you going to be somebody that they crave to have on draft day?
I'd say my versatility and my football IQ. I'm blessed to be athletic enough to play all five positions on the offensive line. I've game experience at every position except for center, but you know, I've been training for it. So I mean, versatility is the name of the game in the NFL, and it's all about versatility and availability. So I mean, wherever a team needs them to play, I'll do it. Whether that's center, guard, or tackle. And then also my football IQ and my intelligence is something that has always been a strength for me. You know, I'm able to break down schemes and understand them fairly quickly. I'm able to break down defenses pretty well and see the tendencies, understand coverages, understand fronts, all the nitty-gritty details that really can take your game to the next level, just understanding the game of football.
Nice. And from playing and going from Vandy to Georgia Tech and the unique style of offense that Georgia Tech has, did that change anything that you had to do, or just kind of, get out of your stance? I mean, is there any, change in their approach and what you have to do on the field?
Well, with the new staff at Georgia Tech, we ran the spread this past year. So there was really no difference for me, coming over from Vanderbilt where we ran a pro style offense. Just coming to Georgia Tech, it's the same type of zone schemes, gap schemes, just spreading out, running tempo, not huddling up was the biggest difference in terms of the scheme.
Nice. What's your favorite play to run? I mean, you like just bearing down on somebody, you like pulling, pass pro? I mean, if you hear a call coming through the huddle and you get to take that next snap, I mean, what is the ultimate play that you love doing?
No, I love outside zone, being able to run, kind of use my athleticism. I love the pinpole schemes, especially as a tackle, getting a pinpole scheme and being one-on-one with a defensive back. So that's always fun. And obviously love power, getting those double teams on the front side and really getting the defense. And duo is another play that's really, really fun. You know, they call it power without the pullers. You know, basically just being able to just get as many double teams as possible and dent the defense and get up at the second level.
Nice. And you definitely have that second level ability. And I noticed on your bio here, 83 pancakes as a senior in high school. So when you eye up that defensive back, probably about anybody, because you're such much, a larger, more athletic guy than what you're going to come across. I mean, so you kind of relish the idea knowing that you're going to basically kind of, powerhouse these guys to the ground.
Yeah. I mean, the name of the game is finishing. So it's always fun when you get that opportunity.
Yeah, I know. I know when I'm scouting games up in the press box. My favorite position to watch is the offensive line. If I find a nasty, crazy type lineman, and just say the play's pulling left and this guy's pushing right, and you just kind of follow the block, and maybe you'll see that little nudge, or maybe they're on the ground, that little shove when he's getting up. Those are the things I cherish on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm watching the game. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody at that next level that you kind of say, I like to adapt this a little bit and just kind of put it in your own repertoire?
I feel like from a body type standpoint, I've always been similar to Lyle Collins. We have similar measurables. We both played inside and outside in terms of guard and tackle. That's someone who I've always kind of compared myself to and just kind of looked at his game to see what I can add to mine. But I mean, I'm just a student of the game. There's a lot of different top tier offensive linemen that I just love to watch and just see what they do well and see if I can add that into my game, you know. Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Mitch Schwartz, all those elite guys that have just been playing at such a high level for so long, there's just so much that they do that I can add to my game. So, I mean, it's always just interesting to just learn from them and just be continue to be a student of the game.
Nice. You come across as a real calm, nice young kid. I mean, I guess going into the game week, I mean, when does that, I guess, you know, switch get flipped where you become this fierce offensive lineman?
You know, I've always had a calm demeanor and just been able to just keep everything just low and calm. But once I get in my process on game day and get my mind ready, it's go time. And, I mean, once we're within those white lines, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, and that's how you got to get it done. Once again, Gerald Southers, the standout, Georgia Tech, also Vandy, offensive lineman, joining us here on the C2P. Jared, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun with you guys. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you played in Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech, so you got two teams to pick from. Could be you or could be a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname. No one really had too crazy of a nickname. I know Christian Campbell, his nickname was Greasy because he came in as a quarterback at Georgia Tech, and his first pass was like a duck. So they said he threw it like he had greasy palms, and they just continued to call him Greasy.
That's a good one. That's a good one. How about this one? Jeff Collins, he's the new head coach there at Georgia Tech. You know, basically, almost these guys almost came in, I think, at the same time. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
No one really did too great of an impersonation of Coach Collins, but Malachi Carter could do a great impersonation of Coach Patinode, our offensive coordinator. That was always funny. We did that in spring ball in the offensive meeting.
I love it. And I reserve this question just for our big offensive linemen because we usually get some fun stories. You guys are usually the most massive guys on any NFL team, collegiate team. Who is the biggest eater amongst your Georgia Tech teammates, and what was the most impressive meal that they put down?
I'd probably say Will Milam. He was a freshman walk-on off his line for us. I mean, that kid, can't think of any meal he put down specifically, but he's one of those people where he's always eating something.
That's great, man. Like I said, we get some great stories. You know, we're down at the Shrine Game, Senior Bowl, but Shrine Game, it seems like all our interviews were all with offensive linemen, so we just kept getting all these crazy stories. I mean, guys, basically, you know, Domino's pizza and then the pepperoni roll and then the desserts and, you know, and then they still went out and, you know, had another pizza. Some crazy story. I mean, it's crazy. But, Jared, Super Bowl weekend. We appreciate you stopping by. Obviously, fantastic collegiate career, and I can't wait to find out where you shake out when these things are all settled down. But best to you. Well, as they say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jared Southers, the standout offensive lineman from Georgia Tech, also played at Vandy. And if you guys watch this kid, you know, he spoke about that versatility, but this is a very, very athletic kid. I mean, when you see him get upfield, I mean, he just, you know, he's definitely a guy that excels at the second level. And the game is so much spread now. A guy with his athleticism is definitely going to draw attention from that next level we call it the NFL. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.